just fine. I've docked 8 out of the 12 docking latches and everything is going nominally.
Okay.
Thank you. got to the tunnel vent, that hit. You're just coming to that. What can I do for you? supposed to take about 8 minutes. We've got about three up front, so in about another 5 minutes, I should be able to turn my thrusters back on. Okay, we're doing our regulator checks now. Florida 5.
Here we go, Mike.
Bam, it's out. There's no doubt about that.
And it's gray.
Alright. So your EG logic power A closed. Logic power A closed.
Alright,
fire it again. Nothing happened, huh?
Okay,
man.
Turn it quick.
Yeah, still dying.
That relay, I suppose.
Master arm off.
Yeah.
DB-11, EG, landing gear flag open. Gear went down okay, Mike. got you now. I sent in those angles for the S-band, and I couldn't get a lock on it. It appears as though the antenna would have to be looking through the lens in order to ring the earth. Over.
started off the two pad, which is Persuader 130.
Okay.
Houston Eagle. Watch, in accordance with the, page 47, step one. We had the guidance controller things and motion control things that off. And of course the circuit breakers are not in on the thruster yet. So when we started through the DAP and proceeded on down 46, and we're looking at down 47 now, where we got an RJF PCA light, and we've got step four out of the eight rather bright colored red flags. I think that this is explained by the fact that we are in things in auto and just unable to fire the thrusters, over. Yes, over.
Apollo 11, radio check on instant. Okay, Paddock, could you stand by one and see if you get there? I'll find out where they are.
No!
right, you're going to make it.